Chapter 3 Life After School. Steve finished school and, in 1973, he chose to go to Reed College in Portland, Oregon. It was a very expensive college, and it was not easy for his parents to send him there. But college was not a great place for Steve. He did not want to go to all his classes, and that was a problem. He wanted to learn about other things. Music became an important part of his life, and he went to parties and met new people. Steve and these people liked to think about the world differently. There are more important things in life than studying and working, they thought. Portland, Oregon, USA. After some time, Steve left college, but sometimes he went back and sat in some of the classes there. The college was happy for him to do that. One of those classes was calligraphy. Calligraphy is the art of beautiful writing. It quickly became one of Steve's favorite classes. Later, Steve's love for calligraphy changed computers. Today, you can use different fonts on a computer to make the words look different on the screen. This was Steve's idea. The font in this book is Baskerville MT Pro. At the start, Steve used the names of cities for his fonts. You cannot use it now, but his early computers used a font called Chicago. Look at this, this, this. You can change fonts very easily on your computer. You can also make them bigger or smaller. Thank you, Steve Jobs. I can use your idea in a book all about you. Next, Steve got a job at a computer company called Atari. Atari were famous for one of the first video games. The game was called Pong. It looks very old now, but it is a great game. Robert Palladino taught Steve calligraphy. Pong. Steve was very good at his job, but he was difficult to work with. He is very rude, thought some people. Because of this, Atari asked him to work at night. Sometimes, Woz visited him at work. One day, Atari had a problem with one of their video games. I will fix it, said Steve. But he could not fix it. He asked Woz to fix it. We can both have the money for fixing it, Steve said. Wozniak fixed the problem, but then the two friends argued about the money. From a young age, Steve liked to think a lot. He thought about life and the world, and he studied different ideas from India and Japan. In 1974, Steve left Atari, and he traveled to India. He wanted to learn more about ideas there. In India, Steve became ill for some time, and he got very thin. But he loved his time there. He saw and learned a lot. After his time in India, Steve stayed on a friend's apple farm in Portland, Oregon. It was called All Farm One. People liked to stay there and rest. They talked about life's big questions. They also worked on the farm, and they ate together. Steve liked working on the farm, and he ate a lot of apples. And of course, later the apple became very important to him. Steve liked working at All Farm One.